Welcome to Men Alive, a biblical journey to help us conform to the image of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks. Our teacher is my longtime friend, Dr. Jim Cunningham, consultant in adult education, director of Go Teach Global, and author of the book, Men Alive. Jim, when men hear the phrase today that someone was able to beat the odds, what does that mean?
Let me tell a quick story. Nick Vujicic comes to mind as a man who has beaten the odds. Nick has proven that a man's physical condition never limits what God can do. Nick was born in 1982 in Melbourne, Australia, without arms and legs. What are the odds that Nick would ever be happy, fall in love, get married, and have children? Like he says, picture your life without the ability to walk, care for your basic needs, or even embrace those you love. The early days were difficult. Throughout his childhood, Nick not only dealt with the typical challenges of school and adolescence, but he also struggled with depression and loneliness. Nick constantly wondered why he was different than all the other kids. He questioned the purpose of life, or if he even had a purpose. His strength and passion for life today can be credited to his faith in God. Today, this dynamic young evangelist has accomplished more than most people achieve in a lifetime. He's an author, musician, actor, and his hobbies include fishing, painting, and swimming. 14 years ago, Nick made the long journey from Australia to Southern California, where he is president of the international nonprofit ministry Life Without Limbs, which began in 2005. Nick has traveled around the world sharing his story with millions. Sometimes in filled stadiums, speaking to a range of diverse groups such as students, teachers, young people, business professionals, and church congregations of all sizes. Nick says, if God can use a man without arms and legs to be his hands and feet, then he will certainly use any willing heart.
We sometimes think of the one who is alone as weaker or unprotected, but in the Bible, God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Pablo, there are some amazing Bible stories where men went against all odds, and with God's help, won a great victory. The first that comes to mind is the prophet Elijah. God told Elijah to prophesy that because of the evil done by King Ahab, it would not rain for 3 years. Think of this now. One man, Elijah, speaking against the king of Israel, but he did, and it came true. No rain. Then after 3 years, the Lord told Elijah to go meet King Ahab and order a showdown between the 450 prophets of Baal plus the 400 prophets of Asherah against Elijah as the one prophet for the Lord God of Israel. Consider the odds, 850-1. So Elijah said to the people watching, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him."
Jim, it stretches our mind to visualize 850 men gathered on Mount Carmel near what is now the modern-day city of Haifa. Two altars, two bulls, wood for the sacrifice, and then the showdown begins. The 850 men dance and cry out to Baal, and nothing happens. Then the Bible says, at noon, Elijah began to taunt them. Shout louder! Maybe he is deep in thought or traveling or asleep.
Then to increase the odds against himself, Elijah had them pour water on the altar not once but three times and then said, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. In other words, this is not me, Elijah, doing this for my glory. This is me obeying your commands. So the people will know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again.
Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. Look at the odds, 850-1. Yet when the living God shows up, nothing is impossible for him.
Even though Elijah thought he was all alone, the Lord reminded him there were 7,000 others in Israel that had not bowed the knee to Baal. It assures us that one plus God is a majority. The odds are in our favor when we do what God commands. In 2 Chronicles, there is another amazing story involving King Jehoshaphat of Judah. He was invited by King Ahab of Israel to form an alliance and attack the Syrians at Ramoth-Gilead, over on the east side of the Jordan River. Ahab brought together 400 prophets and asked them, "Shall we go to war against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I refrain?" All 400 said, "Go, for God will give you victory." Then Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord we can ask?" I love Ahab's response. "Well, there is one man through whom we can inquire of the Lord, but I hate him because he never prophesies anything good about me, but always bad." And he names Micaiah the prophet. So they send for Micaiah, and on the way to meet the kings, the messenger says to Micaiah, "All the prophets, 400 of them, are predicting success for the king. Let your words agree with theirs and speak favorably." But Micaiah says, "As surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what my God says." So Micaiah said to King Ahab, "You're going to die in battle." This exchange in 2 Chronicles 18 makes King Ahab so angry at Micaiah that he puts the prophet in prison, goes off to war, and disguises himself as a regular soldier rather than wearing his royal robes. Then, as the battle progressed, the Bible says, someone drew his bow at random and hit the king of Israel between the sections of his armor, and at sunset he died.
What amazing odds! One random arrow shot in a battle and it killed the king who was in disguise, just as the prophet of God had predicted. If you just joined us, this is Men Alive with Dr. Jim Cunningham. You can request a copy of Against All Odds by contacting the email address menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. Jim, what's another story of one plus God being a majority?
That same King Jehoshaphat, who witnessed the prophet Micaiah's words come true, went back to Jerusalem, and as the saying goes, he cleaned up his act. He appointed judges and told them to exercise justice faithfully and wholeheartedly, without partiality or bribery. After this, a vast army came against Judah, and the people were terrified. After a sincere appeal to God in prayer, Jehoshaphat appointed a choir of men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. Then he told them to go ahead of the army singing and praising God, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." The Bible says, as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against them, and the invading army began to fight against each other and destroy one another. When Jehoshaphat's army arrived at the battlefield, they saw only dead bodies. No one escaped. It took 3 days just to collect all the equipment and articles of value left behind. Again, we see one plus God is a majority. The odds are in our favor when we do what God commands. Men over and over and over in Scripture, there are amazing stories where one servant of the Lord took on an assignment against overwhelming odds and with God's help won. Moses against Pharaoh's army, David against Goliath. What are you facing today, men? Are you the only follower of Christ in your family? Are you alone in your village or community as the only Christian? Are you cut off from employment because of your beliefs as a Christ follower? You may be facing the biggest challenge of your life and feel outnumbered and outsmarted by our enemy known as the Father of Lies. Here's a challenging thought for you. How many apostles did Jesus choose?
12 were called apostles.
And what was the population of the earth in 33 AD?
According to the United Nations research, the total world population in 33 AD was around 225 million people.
Sounds right. So just before Jesus returned to heaven, he said, "I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." But think for a moment of the odds Jesus gave his 12 apostles. 12 of them to reach 225 million people. Today, the population of the earth is estimated at 7.5 billion people. That would mathematically be the equivalent odds of Jesus telling 400 disciples today to go and make disciples of all nations. 400 to 7.5 billion is the same ratio as 12 to 225 million. Think of it, 400 disciples fulfilling the Great Commission. The odds are staggering, but we said earlier that 1 plus God is a majority. If our 400 modern disciples were equal to the task today, here is what would make them equal to the original 12 apostles. First, each disciple today would believe beyond all doubt that Jesus Christ was risen from the dead and is alive today. Second, each disciple would know, understand, and obey the commands of Christ so they can teach others also. Third, each disciple would be filled with the Holy Spirit as their spiritual advocate, comfort, and teacher. And fourth, they would be willing to die to follow Christ's command to teach others. Against all odds, these 12 apostles went out and told others whatever Jesus had taught them. And today we have millions and millions of Christ followers in every nation on earth. The disciples went against the odds and were successful.
There you have it, men. 1 plus God is a majority. There is no gambler on earth that would ever bet that someone could rise from the dead. In the history of mankind, no one has risen from the dead and remained alive forever. Yet Jesus rose from the dead against all odds and is alive forevermore to reign and rule for all eternity. We pray you know him as your Lord and serve him as your Savior. The Bible stories are true. Don't try to beat the odds by rejecting God's grace. To lose is an eternal loss. For your copy of Against All Odds, contact us at menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. That's menaliveuntogod@gmail.com. Men Alive is a production of Go Teach Global. Visit our website at goteachglobal.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Paul Estabrooks, on behalf of Dr. Jim Cunningham, encouraging you to become men alive, transformed into the image of Jesus Christ.